So, it's Keely.
And Kinley!
And you're listening to Spook Street.
I almost said the wrong thing.
What did you almost say?
Sir Spooks. I don't know why, that's been stuck in my head all day.
Oh my gosh. So, how was your day?
Boring.
So, Kinley's a senior at high school. This is her last year.
Yeah. I didn't have to go until 10, but, you know, I was up at 6:45 this morning.
Ew, why are you talking like that? So, we are in, our podcast room, a.k.a. Keely's Lair.
Stupid. Shut up.
Okay, so this is
Kinley's week. It's my week.
Yeah, it's Kinley's week. She's gonna kick off the podcast with a
spooky story.
Not so much a spooky story. It's a haunted place in Indiana.
It's the Randolph County Asylum / Infirmary.
Yeah, this is somewhere we've been wanting to go.
Yeah.
We tried to go a couple weeks ago.
Last week.
Last week, maybe. But the tickets were sold out.
But, let's get started.
Yeah.
Well, the Randolph County Asylum was originally the Randolph County Poorhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it was built in 1899. And the property was kind of, they kind of had it going, dude. And they had a pump house, two different barns, a machine shed, two garages, and a chicken house.
Jeez. So, a little side note, the Randolph County Asylum is in Winchester, Indiana, which is about 25, 30 minutes from us.
30 minutes. Depending on how fast you drive.
So, yeah. It's right in the middle of the city, too.
The property also had an unmarked cemetery.
Ooh.
It was former residents of the poorhouse. Like, they buried the former residents right there. And then this was just, like, some more background history type stuff. Because, like, I did research on it, but there wasn't much to
find. Yeah, I tried to help you with some of it. It was kind of scarce.
Yeah. So all I have is just like history of it here and there, and then like a few things thrown in.
And you said that you got most of your research from the
website, because I couldn't really find anything
that hosts like
the
tours and everything like that.
But pieces of land was purchased by the county in about 1851. To house a poor farm.
Right.
To care for people who weren't able to care for themselves, for like the mentally and physically disabled.
Yeah.
Single mothers, elderly people, and orphans.
You Gucci fam?
So living here at the time, there were 13 inmates. Like, that's what they called them. They didn't call them residents, they called them inmates.
Well, that's
like a prison, basically.
Right.
So, yeah, they weren't residents of the poor farm. They were inmates of the poor farm. And the people who worked, they had to work to be able to stay there.
Okay, so it was kind of like you earn your room by working.
Yeah, and the people who didn't have to work were, young infants and elderly people.
Right.
But in 1953, a new wooden building was constructed. Like
a new what?
A new wooden building was constructed, housing 16 inmates. So before it was only 13, so they added on a little bit more. But less than a year later, in 1854, it was destroyed in a fire.
Oy.
So they just did all that work for nothing, basically.
Did it say if anybody perished?
It didn't say. In 1855 and 1856, construction for a new two-story brick building was done.
Mm-hmm.
The building was eventually ordered to be tore down because poor conditions, and a new structure was made. So that was... three buildings within 6 years.
Wow.
And the current structure.
The current, I wasn't going to say anything, but...
the current structure, which is the one that was made after the one got demolished.
Mm-hmm.
It is 50,000 square feet.
Oy.
And it was constructed, well, yeah, it was, like, between them, like, they didn't build anything for a while. Mm-hmm. And then in 1899, they made the new one, which is the current structure now.
Right.
The building had six large wards, several private rooms, a laundry room, kitchen, separate dining room for men and women. The property also had a pump house, barn, hay barn, machine shed, cell house, two garages, and a kitchen house on 350 acres.
Oh my gosh.
There is also a cemetery located 230 yards northwest of the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
There is at least 50 unmarked graves reported on this location. And on the website, it also lists like 20 to 30 people, like, names and dates they died as well. So they also have that as well. And then new ownership in 1994. It was then known as the Countryside Care Center, housing 12 residents. So now they're called residents instead of inmates.
Right.
And it closed in 2008 and 2009, housing 5 residents before being used as a storage facility for the county. The current owners purchased from the county in 2016, and it is now used for paranormal attractions. And then, like... some background information, like stuff that's happened there.
Some occurrences.
It is unknown how many deaths had occurred during the infirmary's history, but one estimate is about 200 people.
Oh, wow.
But I could not find any thing on, like...
so there's not, like, much supporting evidence on it.
Yeah, I couldn't find much about it, but there was a number of tuberculosis deaths.
Mm.
And...
oh, no. Necrotizing fasciitis.
No. A resident was pushed out a second-story building.
Whoa.
Like, the second floor, someone pushed the resident out.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. And then...
You should have seen Kinley's face right there. Like, it was awe and fascination.
And,
we are creeps.
Yeah. There are a couple of hangings to be reported mm-hmm. there as well. That's all I really have.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this building. It's huge.
Yeah.
This place is huge.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I haven't really looked at a picture of this place until now. Oh, my Lord.
It's huge.
Oh, wow.
And then I've talked to, like, two people about this, because, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm a loser and did my research at school, because I get my work done, I don't have anything.
Because you're procrastinating.
That too, but I get my work done and I have nothing else to do, so, and then I don't eat lunch at school, so I just, like, do my stuff during lunch and sixth period after I get my stuff done. And my teacher goes, oh, I've always wanted to go there. I was like, yeah, they do tours and stuff. She goes, are you serious? I was like, yeah. She goes, I've been waiting for them to do something like that. I was like, yeah, tickets are $25 per person. She goes, oh, that's kind of expensive. I was like, yeah, but doing
one. Oh, it's totally worth
it.
I bet it's totally worth it. We haven't gone yet.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, they also are doing it on New Year's, too, and it's $100. She goes, oh.
No, it's over $100.
It's over $100? Yeah. Oh, definitely not.
Oh, no. It's a cool idea.
And then today, I was working, trying to find more stuff, because, you know, this was really short. So, I was trying to find more stuff on it. Right. And my friend goes, oh, I've been there before. I was like, really? She was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, it was cool and stuff, and I just want to go.
Yeah.
I want to experience it for myself. I want to do, like, I'm a creep, so, like.
We're real spooks.
I want to do, like, the all-night stay in it. I do.
No, with a capital X.
I'll ask her if I can go with her, because I definitely want to do that.
No way. Count me out.
I mean, because I've, like, watched videos and stuff, and it was, like, them telling their experience of staying over in it during night, and I was like, I kind of want to do that.
No. I was, one of my best friends got married recently, and when we were getting ready and everything, and her photographer said that they went for her daughter's 16th birthday.
And she put the
They did, like, giant pop rocks in the basement to scare them. And a couple of the girls ended up leaving early because they were too scared. I think there may have been adults or something. And they left early, too.
That's great. I want to go. I want to do spooky stuff. I want to stay the night.
You want to do spooky stuff?
Like, no, I want to go, like, see spooky stuff. Go to haunted places. Like, the whole shebang.
Yeah, I just don't want to spend the night. Heck no, I would be getting absolutely zero sleep.
I do. I mean, I don't plan on sleeping, but I want to stay overnight. You don't know how cool that would be just to sit in, like, an abandoned asylum.
Please disregard us. We're a little goofy.
Abandoned asylum, like, that shut down and... 2009.
Like, recently.
Yeah.
This was 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Shut down 10 years ago. You know how cool that is?
There was actually somebody, I don't know if there's any truth to it or not. I don't know if it really happened, but somebody I work with said that they actually lived there when they were a kid with her parent.
I mean, it was for... single parents, single mothers.
And she's not old, but she's older. She's like mom's age.
Yeah. So, yeah, about that time. Right. They were open, single mothers, infants, elderlies.
Yeah.
Not infants, orphans.
Oh, yeah, you guys, side note, So, our first episode was...
I was kind of... Okay, so, listen, hear me out. Hear me out. I was sick.
She took medicine right before
I took recorded. Medicine like 2 hours before we recorded.
Girl
like,
was It was falling
before
asleep.
You even guys got home. I was like, I don't feel good. Let me just...
She completely forgot that we were recording.
Completely forgot. Took the medicine and I was exhausted.
And we recorded last minute.
Literally.
Like, way late. Because we were waiting on this ding dong right here.
I'm sorry, I had stuff I had to do.
And you could... We have thin walls, so Weird. You can hear Criminal Minds in the background that my mom was watching in the other room.
Good thing we didn't bring the dog in here today.
You probably, towards the beginning of the last episode, you probably heard our pupper, Rue. She was shaking and everything. She was barking, but I think I edited that part out.
Because that scared the crap out of me when she did. I was asleep when she barked, and it kind of scared me.
And I'm the one doing all the editing and stuff.
And she's not the best.
I just started, so I'm still trying to learn this stuff. So please bear with us as we get everything figured out.
I'm going to do a really, really scary, scary place next time, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I should probably start my research earlier than I did. I literally got this done, and... I literally got this done in one day.
Yeah, which I've been telling her for, what, a month and a half?
It was, like, 2-4 weeks.
But don't know what next week's is going to be yet. Kinley and I have to talk about that. But...
I don't want to do Based in Indiana anymore.
Yeah, no, we're going to spread out after this. We just wanted to do our first
two. That was
two,
a struggle.
Our first two as Indiana cases. And we'll be bouncing all over the place from here on out. I kind of want to do Based in the U.S. and, outside of the U.S. also.
Yeah, because looking for this, I just looked up, I just typed in haunted places in Indiana,
But I'm pretty sure that we were talking about going to this place. No, we watched a video, a TV show, Most Haunted Places in America,
something. That's what it was. And then I just typed haunted places in Indiana up, because, I know there's a few. There's, the Crybaby Bridge, and there was another
place.
Those
are more, urban legend places.
True. And then...
What was the air quotes for true?
I don't know.
Retweet.
Shut up. There was... What was it? It was... Notre Dame.
Yeah.
University. It's haunted. That's a big no-go. I don't want to go to school there. Yeah, it's okay staying the night, but going to school... Dorming on campus at a place that is haunted? Heck no.
Yeah, because Notre Dame is
it's a couple hours away.
2 hours mm-hmm. away from us.
Yeah. But no, I don't want to go to a haunted school.
What?
We used to tell people that, I forget what grade this was in, but we would always make up stories. It was, bro, this is an elementary school. We talked one of the kids in. We were like, yeah, the school's haunted. There's this little girl who died here. The school is haunted. They freaking believed us, dude. They believed us. And I was like, oh my god, I just saw somebody and nobody was there.
I don't know if anybody could hear you whispering, but okay. They may have been able to, but.
I just thought of that. That was so funny.
Yeah, so not sure what next week's gonna be. Kinley and I will try to figure that out. We hope to plan to have all our episodes posted on Wednesdays, every Wednesday.
Except last week's. Was that posted on Wednesday?
No. See, what happened with last week's was I posted it Wednesday evening and it posted fine on one platform.
So you had
the
to go
whole
through.
43 minutes posted on one platform, and all the others only posted the first 25 seconds. Have no idea how that happened. So I had to take it down and repost it on Thursday. But
I know what I'm doing for my next one.
Okay, well.
No. You want to hear this. The haunting of my grandma's house.
Oh, bruv.
Because that's spooky place. I'm
not sure if it's haunted.
Do a whole article on that. It's probably haunted. Have you not heard the story of how they walked in there?
So
when they first bought
it? We'll have to do like a stories, like.
Spooky stories.
A spooky stories, and we'll have to give like, you know, fears that were rooted in this event. Cause
literally that house scarred me in so many ways that I can't believe.
We love you, Mama, if you're listening.
Yeah. Still don't want to stay at your house, especially with her cats.
Okay, anyways, we're going to...
Why did you stop talking?
Cut this
off. They could probably hear that.
But, yeah, we plan on going to the Randolph County Asylum. If we do, we may do another... When we do, we may do another episode to talk about, you know,
our experience.
Yeah.
And if I do end up going and staying the night with my friend, I will tell you guys about that too.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's all for this week.
Yeah. Sorry, it was super short.
Yeah, it's okay. It probably wasn't as short as what we think it is, but, so, we are going to be posting pictures of the asylum up on our Instagram. You can follow us there at Spook Street Podcast.
And our Twitter.
At Spook Street Podcast. And you can send us an email at spookstreetpodcast@gmail.com. And we are going to be working on getting up our Facebook page.
And you guys can message us or DM us, like, any ideas that you have and you guys want to do.
Any suggestions.
That.
Yeah, and you can definitely send us email suggestions and everything.
We can shout you out, too, if you want us to shout you out for giving us the ideas. Because, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
And we would love to talk to y'all, too. I know that we don't have very many listeners, but we do have, at least one listener from Canada. Shouting out to you, Canada.
Yeah, just stop talking. don't shout out, people. Let me do all the shouting
okay,
out.
So we have...
Let me just do this.
Yeah, give me a second. But what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, subscribe to our channel or our podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you are listening on iTunes or if you just want to, you know, pop over to iTunes or the Google Play Store or whatever the heck it's called and leave us a rate and review, we would love that. You know, we also... greatly appreciate criticism, constructive criticism. And Kenley, you want to shout out our peeps? Sorry for that noise. So we, like I said, we have a friend in Canada.
And we have
New York,
Virginia,
North Carolina, and Indiana. Thanks, y'all. We really appreciate your listeners, yeah. Other than that, we'll see you spooks or whatever.
We need to find better names for you guys.
No! Spooks! I like spooks.
That's boring and basic. If you guys have any ideas, you can shoot us a...
like, Spook Street Residents. Residentes.
Just shoot us ideas of what you guys want to be called. This is based for you guys as well. Not just what we want, what you guys want as well. So, give us some ideas and we'll take a vote.
Yeah.
Because your idea sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
We're Spook Street.
Yeah, we're Spook Street.
Anyways, later, you guys.
Bye.